the sunlight soak in. Your eyes are fixed upon the horizon. Some have it that your head should be towards the sea, but the best authorities think that this determines blood to that region and so stimulates thought. This is all the positive instruction. The rest is prohibition. You must not think, and you must not move. Neither may you go to sleep. In a few minutes, the adept becomes as a god, even as a god that sits upon the lotus leaf. New light and colour come into the sky and the sea, and the surges chant his praises. But those who are not of the elect get pins and needles all over them. It must be freely admitted that staying at the seaside such as this, staying at the seaside in its perfection, is a thing for a select few. You want a broad stretch of beach and all the visible sea to yourself. You cannot be disturbed by even the most idyllic children trying to bury you with sand and such like playfulness, nor by boatloads of the democracy rowing athwart your sea and sky. And the absence of friend or wife goes without saying. I notice down here a very considerable quantity of